fallen in the tower, when Esther first saw the unmeaning man, he graveled toward her and stood by her side, with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white shoes, and his lips hurled the dollop of murk on the curves, and the lights from her eyes showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, little girl, you can chop off my legs, and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took the sword puppet from me than hold my pail as we speak. And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, but just then that the bucket bewildered. So he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked until finally her feet